Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, we'd love to hear from you, and you can do so by contacting us at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 1, we read, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful." In this first psalm, the writer draws a contrast between the righteous man in verses 1, 2, and 3, and the ungodly in verses 4 and 5. The righteous man is identified both negatively, that is, as what he does not do, and positively as to what he does do. And as the psalmist tells us what the righteous man does not do, he in effect describes a progression of sin into which one might fall, step by step, but which the righteous must always seek to avoid. You see, the righteous will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. While this word walk can sometimes refer to a general manner of life, here it simply means to move along with or to associate with. And it often implies some sort of agreement. Like what in Amos 3 and verse 8 it says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" While we cannot completely avoid all association with the people of this world, as we know, even those who are evil, we must be very careful about our closest associations, because we can be influenced for evil. James 4 verse 4 said, "Adulterers, adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." This word counsel, that means advice, it means guidance. We all need counsel from time to time. In Proverbs 11 and verse 14, "Where there is no counsel, the people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." But we must choose our counselors wisely. You remember Ammon, he accepted counsel from his friend Jonadab, and that had some very disastrous results in 2 Samuel 13, beginning with verse 3. The ungodly are simply those who do not have the proper respect or the proper regard for God and His Word, much less for God's will in their lives. And we are warned to stay away from such people as much as possible. That first chapter in the book of Proverbs that we don't have time to read shows from verses 10 through 19 the warnings that are issued concerning the staying away from these certain types of people. Why should a person want to please God be found associated with the ungodly, seeking advice from them, rather than having their most intimate relationships with those who are godly and ask counsel of them? Two, the danger is that if one walks enough in the counsel of the ungodly, he will eventually come to stand in the path of sinners. That word stand, it means to spend time with, as an expression of approval. an expression of fellowship. Again, we're to be very wary of spending time with those whose lives are in rebellion to God, because 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says, evil company corrupts good habits. Rather, we are to come out from among them and be separate, as 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 teaches. That word stand, it also can be used in the sense of taking sides with. So we must always conduct ourselves so that people would know without a doubt that we are on the Lord's side. Then we often use the word stand to mean to abide or to tolerate. We're usually willing to stand with certain people because we can tolerate them. However, we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but to rather reprove them, as Ephesians 5, verse 11 teaches. That word path or way, it indicates a pattern of life. We need to remember that there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death, the way of destruction. Proverbs 14, verse 12. Sinners that are mentioned in this passage in Psalms 1 are those whose lives are characterized by a continuation in transgressing God's law. We must never let our hearts envy sinners, although that's possible, and it's something that we are very capable of doing. The Proverb writer says in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 17, it's Proverbs 23, verse 17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all of the day. Instead, we should refrain from standing in the path of sinners. You know, the usual end result of standing in the way of sinners is that one will eventually sit in the seat of the scornful. That word sit, it means to take a place of permanence. In Psalms 26 and verse 4, I have not sit with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with the hypocrites. In Jeremiah, it says in Jeremiah chapter 15, notice verse 17. He says, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sit alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. God wants us to sit together with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But we can't do that if we continue to sit with those who oppose him. The place where one sits is his seat, which is a symbol of being a partaker with. Those who make their seat with people who do not follow the doctrine of Christ, they are partakers with them in their evil deeds. That's what John said in 2 John, no chapters, but verses 9 through 11. Whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes unto you and brings not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. So this is due to the fact that by sitting in such seats, they have become corrupted. The scornful are those who are scoffers or mockers, like what Peter described in 2 Peter chapter 3. Notice verses 3 and 4. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. See, one can scoff by words, as many in our society are doing today, or he can mock simply by living a life that's fully set to do evil, because not all sentences against evil work we know are speedily executed. In Ecclesiastes, in chapter 8, notice what we read in verse 11. Because the sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the Son of Man is fully set in them to do evil. While there have unfortunately been some who have once known the truth but have fallen away from it, those who are determined to serve God must never begin traveling a path that will lead to their sitting in the seat of the scornful. As Paul once stated, certainly we must avoid all such. When we walk in the counsel of the ungodly and become familiar with them, we find that over a period of time, instead of being repulsed by their evil, we begin to endure them. Having endured sinners for a while, we stand in their path because we've come to pity. We've come to feel sorry for them in whatever the sense. And by this continued association with the scoffer, we eventually embrace them by sitting down in those seats. Again, we must live in this world because God doesn't require us that we go out of the world, but the righteous just cannot follow such a path. Remember Psalms 1, where we read in verse 2, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night. You see, this is God's antidote to the progressiveness of sin. When a man walks enough in sin, it will progress to the point that he stands in it. And as the psalmist tells us what the righteous man does not do, he, in effect, is describing this progression of sin into which one might fall step by step, but which we, if we want to remain righteous, we must avoid at all cost. In our study, we referred to all five of those verses. But as we close, let's look at all five of them, and we read in the conclusion of our study, Psalms 1, beginning with verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly, they are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Friends, we see your time is gone. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Till then, we bid you a pleasant good day and return you now to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.